listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Here are your hosts, Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin.
Welcome to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry. I'm here with Jeff Griffin, and we are here in the beautiful area of West Bohemia here in the Czech Republic, and we are going to be talking all about Czech spas today and the spa triangle that has brought us not only to Prague, but out in West Bohemia.
I am so relaxed. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to contribute.
We're sipping our spa water. We're sipping our thermal water. We've had a couple of great treatments. We've been in some thermal pools. Yeah, I kind of just feel like a little bit like that.
Yeah, we've been traveling in places like Paris and Prague, which are great. And by the way, we've also got a Prague episode you can check out if you go to travelbrigade.com. We're also going to have a Czech food and drink episode that you can check out. But we have come out here to West Bohemia, and it has just been so nice and relaxing.
And I feel like kind of after as much time as we've spent, I can actually say some of these beautiful names like Karlovy Vary. Sounds much better now than when I first tried it.
I'm still getting there, but we're going to be talking about kind of two towns that we visited here. One is called Mariánske Lázně. The other is Karlovy Vary. We're going to have some interviews from Karlovy Vary. And we're also going to do an interview with a spa in Prague, if you're going to be in Prague and want to do some spa stuff. We've also, since we're out in this area, this is where Bečarovka is made. It's a famous herbal liqueur, and we've got an interview about that. But we're going to be telling you about the spa experience and kind of how it differs from what you would typically look for in an American spa. This is something totally different. This isn't just go pamper yourself. This is health and wellness.
Definitely health and wellness. So before the days of seaweed wraps and facials, there were actually medical spas, thermal baths that are there to actually, to not only to make you mentally and physically healthy, but just really interesting. These retreats that we're going to talk about are hotels. One thing that's really interesting when I brought it up, when we get back, I'll talk to you about what the typical stay is in one of these beautiful resort locations.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade. Check us out on Twitter at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
Not sure where to go, what to do, and where to sleep? Up next, hot hotels, unique activities, and top attractions in our destination city. Check it out.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry. I am here with Jeff Griffin, just so relaxed. We are here in the Czech Republic in West Bohemia, and we were going to talk when we got back a little bit about this whole thing and kind of how it works. And I just wanted to kind of start off with my American perspective on this. Is one of the things that I asked when we were first staying at our first location, what is your typical stay? Is it a 3-day spa experience, a 5-day spa experience, or wow, just, you know, a 7-day? How would that be to be a 7-day? And they looked at me like I was crazy. And the answer was 7, 14, or 21 with the average of about 14 days. And I was like, hey, I'm ready to move to the Czech Republic.
You know, what's interesting here is you get a prescription from your doctor to come here.
Or you can't go on your own. But the locals, this is what the locals would do.
And you typically come here from anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. We'll talk a little bit about the regimen you would do here and some of the treatments that are available. But we should mention that there's also a lot of the traditional spa treatments you would expect. If you're coming here from America or Canada, there's the massages, the different treatments like that that you can also get here.
There's a lot of things to do. And what's really interesting is a lot of these places, most of them are kind of inclusive packages that would include treatments, a doctor's visit, and food and lodging.
What makes these places unique is they have thermal waters coming up from underground, hot waters, and there's kind of a couple of things you do. One is you soak in these waters. That is a beautiful experience that we had, loved it. And the fact that, I mean, I would go, they draw you a bath, so to speak, in this, and you go sit in there, and the fact that, oh, I'm doing this for my medical necessity, not just that I wouldn't do it on my own, is just even adds to the experience. And then the other thing you do,
I was going to say too, you know, as we took that bath, that was really interesting because one of the things you do when you take the bath is because the minerals, you almost have like little tiny bubbles all over your body. And it feels like there's this little cushion. I can't explain it. Maddie, little mini me, and I, we were laughing because both of us did the same thing by like wiping the bubbles off and then having them come back on. And it feels really, really interesting. It feels like you're, you know, in this bubbly oasis.
The other thing you do is you actually drink these waters. And in the towns, there's different places to drink the water from all over the town. There's also different, I guess, geysers or sources that they come from that have different components of the minerals in the water. And I tried it, and you can even buy these special cups where you sip them. We'll try to post some pictures of those. I tried it, and you know, it's one of those things that's not to everyone's taste.
Well, they're all different too. And so what's interesting is in Mariowski Lázně, there's a center there where there's several different mineral areas, mineral waters that you can try there. And they all have a very unique either smell, taste, sort of a tannin, almost like a wine in the sense, like a tannin that's there. And it's really interesting because the doctors and the locals have like told you this one's for your liver and this one's for respiratory health and this one's for that. And so it's really interesting. They all have a very sort of unique flavor. And just in case you don't carry your cup around with you all the time, you can check it in like a coat closet right there and keep your cup right near their waters, and you can come and get it when you're ready for your daily waters.
Now, one other thing we need to mention in talking about these towns, and this is totally off the health and wellness beat, is the spa wafers.
Love them. Well, maybe that's the yin and yang. Maybe that's the balance.
If you come to one of these towns, and we'll post links, you've got to try the spa wafers. And they're particularly notable in Mariowska Lázně. And they're a very thin, well, they're a wafer. They're a very thin cookie, but they've got different flavorings and things in them. I've noticed just from personal experience, you can eat about 10 of them before you even notice that you did so. They're really great. We're going to be talking about two towns today. One is Karlovy Vary, and we've got some interviews from there coming up. But we did want to mention Mariowska Lázně, which is a small town, and it's much smaller than Karlovy Vary. One of the things we really loved here was that the place we stayed at is linked to several other places. We stayed at Marienbad. There's a whole row of hotels, and they're all linked together by sort of this tunnel walkway thing. So if you're staying at one, you can go use the waters at any of them.
And it's such a cute little town. They actually have distinct colors in that town because they were required to have a different color. They didn't want them to clash with the beautiful park. So they're a beautiful yellow, bright yellow. They kind of are all around this really beautiful green park, and it's just a really cute little town.
In Karlovy Vary, we stayed at Hotel President, so named because of Václav Havel, so named because he was one of many world leaders, not just him, but Gorbachev. Many famous people came there to get treatments from Dr. Malata Sarova. We were able to speak with her and get some information on how the treatments work. She's a world-renowned leader in this area. We felt really lucky to be able to stay there. We'll post links about that. Coming up, we've got an interview about Karlovy Vary with a guide that we worked with there. And then we've got an interview from the Grand Hotel Ambassador, which is one of the nice hotels there in Karlovy Vary.
You've been listening to Travel Brigade. Make sure that you check us out on Twitter, Instagram, or on Facebook at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Jeff Griffin, and I am here in the beautiful spa town of Karlovy Vary, and I'm here with Jitka Hradlikova, and I hope she'll forgive me for the way I pronounce her name, but she's a terrific source of knowledge about this town. Jitka, first of all, I was really interested to hear how many spas there are and how many different countries people come visit from.
So we are the biggest spa city in the Czech Republic with tradition since Middle Ages. And we have got here 50,000 residents in the city, and the clientele comes to the hotels in Karlovy Vary, in English Karlsbad, in Bohemia. They come from 90 countries of the world, including, of course, the United States. We have got in many hotels more than 10,000 beds. Here there are 5,000 5 stars hotels, more than 50 4 stars hotels, and 45 3 stars hotels. So the clientele come and take some treatments. The basic here is the drinking cure with the hot springs. Of course, there is wellness offer in the hotel. There is cultural offer, concerts, theater performances, ballet, more than 10 golf resorts in the neighborhood of the city and in the whole region. Then tennis places as well. We have big ice hockey arena because ice hockey is very much popular sport in the Czech Republic. There are many offers. In our city, there is also international airport, and we have got direct flight connection with Moscow twice in a week, then direct flight connection with Tashkent in Uzbekistan and with Tel Aviv in Israel.
It's fascinating to be here because we're here at one of the colonnades. And can you explain to someone what a colonnade is and how many of them are here and what people do when they come to the colonnade?
The people come 3 times daily for drinking cure of the hot springs. The hot water they drink is older than 100,000 years. Our springs are volcanic origin. We have got more than 80 hot springs, and 14 of them are used for drinking cure. Daily, we get 3 million liters of hot water on the surface from the depths of 2 kilometers. It means in every liter there are 6.5 grams of mineral salts. This amount brings us every day 18 tons of mineral salts on from the earth on the surface. The water is influence and supports anti-aging. It cleans us. It works like inner shower. We have got in our body more than 2 billions and billions of cells, and every cell has got own metabolism. In our body, the harmful things sediment in the cells like ashes in a chimney. And this water, when we drink it, cleans these harmful things out of body. Nowadays, a problem number one is stress. The people suffering from stress, they get some inflammations in their body, inside, in their intestine organs. They have pains in knees, in great joints. And this inner shower helps them to remove the inflammation out of body by natural way. We have more than 90% of Russian clients. They come to us after oncological treatments. As you know, chemotherapy or radiation, it pollutes immune system, and they have to improve their immune system. In the water, there are many elements. For example, selenium, which supports not only immune system but also brain activity. So already Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, German politician, writer, scientist, described our springs like springs of youth. Nowadays, we tell anti-aging therapy. Of course, in the hotels, the people get fado treatments, as for example mud packs or paraffin packs, some beauties therapy, so facials, and of course massages of many kinds, also electrotherapy or paraffin, so for their problems with the spine, for example. So physiotherapy is very much asked because the people suffer from spine problems and from their musculoskeletal system problems. Also, people after transplantation of liver come because this is natural treatment. No chemical medicaments. It really helps them. More than 200 years is here very good experience for treating of people suffering from diabetes mellitus. And before insulin has been discovered, so really the drinking cure here in Carlsbad was the only hope for these people. They had these problems. In the colonnades are the springs for drinking. Other springs, they are also seen in cellars of some houses. They... our hydrogeologists are very good scientists, and they take care of the springs. Of course, there are safeguard zones in the surrounding of the colonnades. The name colonnade of this building is made because the people walk. They should, when they drink, always before the meals. Optimal time are 40 minutes before breakfast, before lunch, and before dinner in the evening. The shortest time, there are 30 minutes. The longest time before the meals, 1 hour. So it is necessary to drink the water before the main meals during the day. The most optimal time, there are 3 weeks. Of course, people, when they do not have so much time, they can use 2 weeks also, but it is not the same. Till 3 years ago, we have got here many Russian astronauts. They returned from their work in the space, in big rockets, because they are under radiation. And they had to be at home. Shall I keep it? They had to stay at home when they returned from the space. They should stay 4 weeks in so-called quarantine, and then they arrived to Karlovy Vary, Carlsbad, and stayed here also 4 weeks for drinking of the waters of our springs. So myself, I am also making drinking cure, but it is necessary to drink it 3 weeks, and then is necessary to keep break for 6 months. Not the whole year round, not every day. Yeah, this is the experience of old doctors from the history, and also here was in the past under communist regime also Institute for Investigation of Research of these springs.
Terrific. Okay. I've also noticed this is a really beautiful town where it's sort of built on some hillsides and things like that, and forest, and you can actually go up and see lookout towers and things. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you can get out and see around here.
So the people, when they arrive, of course, they find out the beauty of architecture. There are many historical houses. We are also now cooperating with other 10 famous spa towns in Europe for the UNESCO Heritage World, so of World Heritage. All the documents will be ready in the next year. We have got, and still we are having, many famous guests in the history. When I mention Russian tsars, emperors, from emperors' families, the whole Europe, we have got here 60 members of tsars and emperors' families, Austria, Germany, and Italy, other countries, and also dozens and dozens kings and queens, then later on presidents, then composers, famous composers, used to come very often, repeatedly. It was for them the genius loci. Genius loci is the ghost of the town, the feeling of architecture and of the nature, forests, as well as the influence of hot water. So it helped them to compose, to paint, to write novels, and to write poems. But also the composers looked here for donators. Of course, many rich people used to come. So when I mentioned several names, Johann Sebastian Bach, Tchaikovsky, Richard Wagner, Antonín Dvořák, Czech composer, came 6 times. He met always his publishers here and performed for them his new works, because his symphony from the New World for the first time on the European continent was played in our town 1894 on 20th of July. Nowadays, the celebrities are movie stars. So film creators, film teams, they always look for some interesting destinations and locations. So for example, the film The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah and Gerard Depardieu was shooted here. James Bond film Casino Royale with Daniel Craig and Eva Green as well. Then Jackie Chan shooted here his film Knights of Shanghai. So film about Edith Piaf. There are many interesting historical hotels like Grand Hotel Pup we will visit as well. Then Hotel Imperial on the top of a hill. There used to come family Rothschild as well as American movie stars Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks in 20s of the 20th century. Many comedies were shooted here. We have got here very often TV teams, almost from the whole world. Of course, German TV has not far to our country, so they are very often here, as well as Austrian TV. But I have guided here also TV team from Pennsylvania. It was 25 years ago, shortly after the political changes in our country. Writers come. I have guided Norwegian King Harald V and Queen Sonja from Norway. They came with the whole delegation 20 years ago in March and visited also our glass factory Moser, Grand Hotel Pup. Then also we have got here porcelain manufacturers, because volcanic activity brought us hot water, hot springs, but as well kaolin supplies for production of porcelain, China, and also we have got here brown coal. But it is not allowed to go deep to the earth because of the springs. Also, the oldest daughter of Ludwig the 16th and Marie Antoinette, they were killed at French Revolution, the parents, and the oldest daughter, Maria Therese de Bourbon, Duchess of d'Angoulême, visited many times our city and has got her monument here as well. Aristocratic families used to come from Great Britain and come till nowadays. Personally, I have guided British Prince Michael of Kent. His wife, Marie Christine is here born. She was born in January 1945. It was still Second World War. Then, so the movie stars, they come not only for the International Film Festival, which is taking place here already 52 years, and it started 1 month earlier than in Cannes in France. So it was shortly after the Second World War, 1946 in August. And then under communist regime, it was organized every equal year. And in an unequal year, it was organized in Moscow. After the political changes, it is always every year. And so we expect now on Friday Uma Thurman and also Ben Affleck, he comes as well as many other directors and specialists of the film from the whole world. So it is especially top interest for thousands and thousands of young people. They love films and come to the cinemas. They meet here and they have the chance to see these greatest, famous, most famous movie stars personally. There are many sport events organized, as for example, half marathon always in May, then World Cup of Triathlon in the beginning of September. There are folklore festivals in September as well. You know, singing opera competition, which has very strong tradition in our country, and we get every year here about 100 young opera singers. They compete in singing and then they become famous in the whole world. They come also from the United States, not only from Europe and from Russia, but also from Asian countries, from Japan, China, or South Korea. They study singing also in European countries as Germany or Austria, and then during their studies they try to win the opera competition. Our doctors are really very skilled specialists. Because so many countries, the guests come from so many countries, so they have to speak at least 4 languages. Yeah, Czech, German, English, and Russian. Some of them speak Italian as well, or French. Or when there are Arab clients, they do not speak English or French, so they have tourist agencies, they bring interpreters for them as well. And of course, it is really a big tradition, many hundred years. It was always a cosmopolitan city.
It's a beautiful city. Come for the water, stay for the culture, or stay for the beautiful surrounding forests. There's a lot of reasons to come here. We're going to post links about all of this on today's show. If you go to travelbrigade.com, click on the hot sheet for today's show. We'll have links to some of the things we've been talking about in this episode. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
Listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry. I am here with Jeff Griffin. Again, we were checking out all the places here in Czech Republic, and we're having a really good time checking out different places, going to different restaurants, checking out different spots in the country. And today we are in another location.
We are again in Karlovy Vary. What I love is the great tradition about this place and how much they place on tradition. And we're really lucky because today we're at Grand Hotel Ambassador. We're speaking with Martin Kumacik. I hope I hope I got that name somewhat correctly. Two or three of the syllables correct. Martin, tell us about the history of this hotel, because it's here along the main street. Tell us a little bit about the location and the history.
As you already said, our hotel is on the main street. We are a historic building, and this historic building has a celebration of 150 years last year. So it was actually, it's all the time the hotel, yeah? It was a hotel at the beginning, and we just continue with this tradition. So we are a historic building in the main center. We offer accommodation like a four-star superior hotel, and we have a brand new restaurant, Pilsner Urquell, original restaurant, which offer traditional Czech cuisine and the special Pilsner beer from the tank.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Pilsner beer. You said it's some special Pilsner beer that you serve here.
Actually, the biggest difference between our restaurant and another restaurants are that we have the special tanks, and actually the Pilsner beer comes directly from the brewer in Pilsner directly to our tanks. So there is another chemical process between the pipes and between the kegs.
Just to make sure, I tried some. Just purely out of a professional...
Editorial
professional duty, and I can attest that it is very fresh. Now, as we're looking around here, there's, you know, coffee shops and restaurants all through this area. You guys decided to, with your cuisine here at this restaurant, to try some traditional Czech cuisine. What are some of the popular items here?
Actually, the most typical cuisine for the Czech Republic is the dumplings and the pork meal. So we offer in our restaurant the pork knucks and the dumplings, and that's probably the most typical for Czech Republic.
What are some of the other things that you have on the menu that are typically Czech here?
Probably the typical Czech is, as I already said, it's the pork meal and together with the dumplings and the cabbage.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the hotel itself. You said it's a superior hotel. Like, are there different room types that you have?
So we are a superior hotel, as you already said, and we have 84 rooms. We have a category classic, then we have a superior, junior, and suite, and two rooms tower suite, which is two floors apart.
And tell us, you were talking about how this is the main street. Tell us a little bit about, like, when people are staying here, what are some places that they can go or things that they can do when they're here?
Actually, the 90% of our customers are the long-term spa tourists. So we are offering the complex full board and the treatment package, which is the most common for the car spa. It means that it includes a full board and then 18 procedures per week. So each customer who will come to our hotel has an entrance doctor's appointment. And after this appointment, we will provide him 18 spa procedures, typical for this location. And those helps to physically make the better physical condition for the customers.
And what are some of the popular spa treatments that you offer?
Actually, the most popular are wellness bath and massages, then cryotherapy, for example, the mood therapy, as well electrotherapy, and that's probably the most popular.
And what is your typical stay when tourists come and stay? Is it a 3-day stay, 5-day, 7-day? I mean, what's a typical stay at your establishment?
Actually, our establishment is focused on each part of tourism. So it means that we have, for example, the tourist group, which came just for one day, but we also have a wellness stay for 2 or 3 nights. But the biggest number of the customer arrive for 1 or 2 weeks for this special spa treatment package.
And tell us where people can get information about your hotel and the restaurant.
You will find all information on our web pages. You can also ask at the reception and the information center in the car spa.
Perfect.
We're going to post the link to the Grand Hotel Ambassador and some pictures of some of the great food here. We're going to post all that on our hot sheet for today's show. You can check that out at travelbrigade.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Travel Brigade.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. We are here relaxing in the beautiful spa area of West Bohemia here in the Czech Republic. So many beautiful things to see, and of course, relaxing treatments, beautiful accommodations, and wonderful food.
just to give you an idea, there's been places here where people have pointed and said, they're over those hills there. That's Germany. So to give you some idea, we're way out west. We're by the German border. You can get here by train from Prague in a couple of hours. If you rented a car, you could, you know, I think get in here in under an hour. We came out by train. There's a really famous film festival that goes on here in Karlovy Vary every summer. And all these big names come in. It's really cool. They have the whole town set up. They have stuff in the river, advertising, everything. This year, I believe Uma Thurman and Casey Affleck were here. And this is a very, you know, it's a resort town, and they really get into it, and it's a really neat thing. I think we should also mention that there's a lot of good eating and drinking around here. We were really lucky. We got to eat at Grand Hotel Pup downtown, and I've fallen in love with the Czech dumplings.
Yes, they're very, very good.
Trying to figure out how I got this far in my life without eating dumplings every day. That's a really common thing in the Czech Republic here, like a beef with some sauce and some dumplings. And there's a lot of, great food here. And if you check it out, we do have a special food and drink episode just devoted to the Czech Republic. So you can find that at travelbrigade.com.
We are also able to take a vernacular up to this beautiful lookout point.
Yeah, that was really great. It's right there in the downtown. It takes you up, I don't know how many feet, but you rise dramatically. And once you get up top, there's a restaurant there that you can hang out and eat in.
Yeah, we had some wonderful traditional pancakes that are very much like crepes. They were delicious.
And you can get a drink. There's even a tower on top of that that you can climb up for an even better view. And it's a great place to just go and get a great view of the city. We'll post information about that as well. Coming up, we've got a couple of interviews. One is we're going to head back to Prague for a minute because we did go to a great spa in Prague, the Boskalo. And we wanted to let you know that if you do come to the Czech Republic, I mean, you got to get out here and try some spa treatments. But if you find yourself in Prague as well, which is also a great city, we've also got an episode about Prague, then you're going to want to check out Boskalo Prague. And then our final interview is going to be at the world headquarters for Becherovka. And it's a special herbal liqueur made here. And it's very famous, very highly sought after. And it was an amazing experience to see sort of how they make it. We asked for the secret recipe. It's something like 20 different herbs and spices and things mixed together, but there's only two people in the world that are allowed to have it, and they don't travel together.
Did you know when we were at the Grand Hotel Pup that our dessert, our cake actually had that flavoring in there from the liqueur, which is actually interesting. And of course, as Jeff mentioned, the Boskalo, which we're going to talk to next, a beautiful hotel, actually under the Marriott umbrella of the collections there. What's nice about that is that you can actually complete the triangle, correct? So you start from Prague and go to places. So the spa triangle will be complete when you go to Boskalo. We will have those interviews coming up next. Again, make sure that you check us out on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Travel Brigade. We'll be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry. I am here kind of solo today because I'm doing a lot of spa stuff. We've been going around the spa triangle here in the Czech Republic. And one of our stops here is, of course, in the major city of Prague. And we are in the Boskalo Prague, which is a beautiful part of the Autograph Collection, which is also part of the Marriott family. We're going to talk a little bit about the spa here and the hotel. Today we have Lenka with us that is here from the hotel. And we're going to talk a little bit
about the spa. Now, first of all, I woke up this morning and I had my morning swim at the beautiful pool slash warm jacuzzi slash fun little coves that you can sit in. Kind of explain what that is and how it's unique to this hotel and to the community around you.
Hello. Yes, the swimming pool is very unique because it's one of the biggest swimming pools in hotels in Prague, especially in a five-star hotel, which is covered, and it's 20 meters long. We try to heat it at a very comfortable temperature for our guests, which oscillates between 29 to 31 degrees Celsius. So you don't get a real shock when you come to the water, and you can relax your muscles even better. With the jacuzzis, we have two jacuzzis there, which are whirlpools and massage beds around the pool. So you can swim in between beautiful columns and just relax and enjoy the pleasant atmosphere, because we also dim the lights for the comfort. So the lights are more bluish, which we find that also the blue color is a very relaxing color for people. So all is geared towards the utmost relaxation.
Yeah, you know, there's these beautiful chairs that are sitting around and some water that is like a fruit water that's standing there. And it is really fun because these jacuzzi pods and these beds that are there, they're almost like little surprises that you have when you go around the pool, because you don't really know that they're there. There's these little coves, and you can sit in one and feel the jets and then lay in one and feel the other jets. So it's really fun. Now tell us, you were mentioning this is one of the biggest pools or very unique to downtown Prague.
Yes, that's correct. Prague is also known for its spa culture, but perhaps not as much as the spa towns Karlsbad and Marienbad, but more and more spa are coming towards into the center, but none of them has such a luxury long swimming pool. So we are very proud to be able to offer these services. And in addition, we have a sauna and a steam room. So that's why there are those little alcoves, so you can relax completely in quiet and separation when you take your sauna or steam bath.
Now, speaking of which, we were talking a little bit about the culture, the spa culture here in the Czech Republic in general. And there are sort of this spa trail that you can go on in West Bohemia and stopping in Prague and some different places. Tell us kind of maybe where that sort of came from, where the culture came from.
I think the culture spread in late 18th and beginning of the 19th century, where a lot of people were trying to find something more relaxing, and they were following thermal springs. And West Bohemia is very rich in thermal water, and people were believing that thermal baths can cure some of your ailments. And of course, it is true that it can really help you and relieve some of chronic diseases, and that was the base, the thermal springs. And the two towns I have been speaking about, Marienbad or Karlsbad, they had a number of famous visitors, writers, philosophers from all around the world.
Yeah, and you'll notice that, you know, there are people that come here to this area and to West Bohemia that are coming just for spa vacations, which is quite interesting as well. So of course, your jump-off point or your end point is always in Prague, because that's where the international airports are. And here at the Baskolo is a great location right here near the Old Town Square. We wanted to talk again about the spa and just tell us some unique... I had an amazing treatment this morning. It was a Swedish massage, which I've had a lot of sort of interesting stretching and things like that kind of go on in the massage, which is a little bit different than maybe your traditional massage, which was very good. It started with a nice warm cup of tea and a beautiful suite that the massage is in. Tell us a little bit about some of your unique treatments here and maybe any packages that the hotel has.
Well, we try to divide the treatments into several categories. We have treatments for the whole of your body. We have just massages, or we also have massages which aid you in slimming or lymphatic drainage, which are very, very popular at the moment. Also, we try to give facial massages, and we have beautiful treatments. We use Italian cosmetics called Comfort Zone, which is based on a lot of research, and and it's purely natural. And so that is also one of our beautiful credits to the spa. For a special massage, we have a beautiful treatment for couples called Paris and Helena. That treatment is actually very fun as well, because our therapist tries to teach the couple how to massage one another after the treatment is finished, so they can actually take a little bit of Boskolo Prague home and try the massage techniques on one another.
I should have brought Jeff, dang it. Now I'm not going to be able to take... I'm going to have to come back.
Yes, you have to. So that's one of our very popular massages. And as for packages, we have packages for, of course, local clients, because the spa is used a lot by local members. So we offer membership, but for our hotel guests, we also offer packages with accommodation. All this information can be found on our website. Easiest is to go to the Marriott website, www.marriott.com, and find Boskolo Prague there.
Beautiful. And just so you know, when you're looking for Boskolo Prague, it is part of the Autograph Collection, which is a very unique, sort of all those properties are very, very unique properties that you'll find, and it's all under the Marriott umbrella. Oh, I just wanted to mention one other thing, because you had mentioned it to me. The facilities for the spa when you're a guest here are also just part of when you stay here.
Exactly. Every guest who stays at our hotel can use the spa facilities freely. There is a little charge in the peak hours, but otherwise it's completely free. And of course you have to pay for the massage, but you can use the swimming pool, sauna and fitness studio for free when you stay with us.
Perfect. Well, we are so sad to be leaving. We wish we could stay longer, but we will put information on our hot sheet for today's show. We will put that at travelbrigade.com. We will also put information on Twitter and Instagram at Travel Brigade. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We are here in Karlovy Vary, and we're tasting a Czech national treasure, Bekarovka. We've done a great tour here and learned all about how it's made. They didn't teach us the secret recipe, which apparently only two people on Earth know, and they never travel together. But we did learn about kind of how it's made, its history, and why it plays such a great role in Czech society. We're joined here by a tour guide. Can you give us your name?
My name is Mirka Zouharová.
And tell us, it seems like this Bekarovka actually has kind of a symbol of the Czech Republic in some way.
Oh yeah, it is, and especially a symbol of Karlovy Vary, because it's made more than 200 years in Karlovy Vary, and the place shouldn't be never changed for the production.
And I have to say, if you come here, you have to do the tour, because when you first walk into the first room, you can smell the ingredients that they've put together. Now, I know nobody can tell us what those ingredients are, but describe that smell to me. It's sort of a cinnamon mixed with a wheat.
As you felt very good, a cinnamon is included, a clove and the orange peel. Also, I can reveal to you wormwood. Wormwood makes the bitter taste. The other composition are kept in a secret for more than 200 years.
I was really surprised after everything that this particular area has been through, World War II and the years under communism, that this brand survived all of that.
Oh yeah, it's a proof. I hope it's a proof of quality of the product of Bekarovka. That's why.
Now, besides the original, which we've tried, you also have a couple of other products that I really liked, a lemon and then sort of an aperitif one.
Lemon is the new product which is made since 2008, is determined for young generation, includes only 20% alcohol. If you compare Bekarovka original is 38%, so Lemon has just 20% alcohol, 12% sugar, taste and aroma of the fruits, and mostly of the lemon. So it's really very, very soft liqueur.
And how about the cordial?
Oh yeah, cordial is made since 1911. This is the recipes from Becher's family still, and includes very rich extract of lime blossom, white wine, 35% alcohol, 40% sugar. So it's really very sweet and very similar as liqueur of honey or port wine.
And you gave us something about some amazing cocktails that we want to go try, mixing these with different things. I saw one with ginger ale that I really want to try. And what's your favorite way to enjoy Bekarovka?
Of course, my favorite is beton. Equivalent in English language is concrete. So for us Czech citizens, it's a very funny word. Beton, it's like B-E as Becherovka, T-O-N as a tonic. Well, Becherovka with tonic. That's the famous popular cocktail in Czech Republic Hall. And my personal favorite also is Red Moon. So Red Moon is Becherovka with black currant juice.
And yeah, and tell us the word we're supposed to say when we toast it.
Na zdraví. It means to your health, to be healthy. Na zdraví.
We'll be posting information on our hot sheet for today's show about where you can find out more information about this and how it was actually, yeah, at one time used as a health, recommended as a health product. You had to get your daily dose of it in. I think I'm going to incorporate this into my fitness regimen when we get back to the States. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin, barely struggling through getting through this because we'd rather be in a spa treatment right now.
This is the point where I tell you that, okay, we have to leave and go to our next destination. And it's always a hard thing.
We're actually not. We're leaving to go to our next treatment.
I was just going to say, here we're so laid back, I don't know that I can like muster the energy to leave. But nevertheless, with all the great stuff we've had out here in the towns of Marjovska Lázně and Karlovy Vary, we need to pick our top three in He Said, She Said. As always, She Said goes first.
I'm going to start with the spa cups. They're so unique and interesting. They have little spouts on them. They're made out of porcelain. The reason that they have little spouts is because the water is hot and they don't want you to burn your mouth. So you kind of put them in the back of your throat and drink them. They're just very cute and they sell them all over town. So you can get them as souvenirs or use them. And they're just quite cute. They're very unique to that whole area. I've never seen them before, so I thought they were really interesting. And I love the fact that you can just, in a like a little place, like a storage place, where you come back every day to get your water.
My number three is the Diana Tower. We referred to this earlier, and I don't know that we mentioned the name. This is the tower where you take the funicular up, and it's got a beautiful view, and you can get something to eat up there, and it's just a fun way to spend an afternoon.
The other thing that these spa towns in the Czech Republic are known for are their spa wafers, and they come in all sizes, but the ones, there's some that are huge, like probably 10 inches at least round. And we went into the shop where they make them, and they make them fresh and they press them almost on a like a machine that looks similar to a waffle machine, but they're flat, or a tortilla, maybe a tortilla machine where you just like push them flat and they're being cooked, and they hand them to you fresh on a napkin, and they're just warm. They are light and crispy and they taste delicious. Again, something fun and unique. They do different flavors, chocolate, hazelnut, vanilla, and it just smells delicious right when you go outside of there.
My number two is where we stayed, the Hotel President. Great location, first of all. You're right there in town, can get everywhere you need to go. Beautiful, nice rooms, great treatment areas, and a beautiful little sort of outside, a little cove grotto area to go outside and relax. And then getting to meet with Dr. Milada Surova was a great honor for us.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my number one. This is going to be a hard one, but really just the treatments themselves, they were such high caliber treatments. And these are anything from the baths to, I took a peat moss bath. I had some great massages. I had a wonderful massage at the Boskola Prague. That was absolutely beautiful. The room was beautiful. Beautiful. It smelled so nice. And each one of them had like such amazing pools. Some were saltwater pools or mineral pools. And we just had such a nice time just relaxing at the beautiful resorts and having the wonderful treatments that were there as well. So that's my number one.
My number one was just the overall feel of these two beautiful wonderful little towns that we visited. They're beautiful. The decor, I mean, if you told me, hey, we're just going to go there for, if they didn't even have spas, they're like these beautiful little towns to visit. Great decor, nice people, good food, but they do have these great spas. And it sort of made me feel like maybe a little bit, the thing I could compare it to here in the U.S., maybe it's sort of like a mountain resort town a little bit, just a feeling of luxury and beauty all around you. So make sure you check out our episodes on Prague and also on food and drink in the Czech Republic. And our Prague one's going to have some unique activities that you can do in Prague. So make sure you check those out at travelbrigade.com. We will be back next week with another destination. In the meantime, please remember there are two stages in life. You're either on a trip or you're planning your next trip. Whatever stage you're in, please join us.
See you next week and enjoy the trip.
You have been listening to Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin on Travel Brigade. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and at travelbrigade.com.